And joining us now is co-founder of Hampton's Whodunit, Carrie Doyle.
Hey.
Also on the Village board and an author herself.
Yes.
Yes, wearing many hats. Oh, thank you for having us, and thank you for helping us to be here and for everything that you've done to create the festival in its second year now.
Yes, here we are at our second year.
How's it going?
All engines going. It's going really well. Last night we launched at we had the Maidstone Club kickoff cocktail party, which was about double the size as last year. And it was really great. The energy was amazing. I think last year there was a feeling like, okay, it's going okay. We're no major, you know. And now it was like, wow, that went really well. Like the guests were very excited, and they were excited to get photographed and go to the Stephan Repeats, and all our authors showed up and were mingling. And it was a really, really great. And it was that misty backdrop, so it was a nice atmosphere for it.
Nobody got murdered, though.
Not that I know of, you know?
Not yet. Who
Sometimes
knows?
You don't find the bodies right away.
Yeah, let's hope not. Oh, my goodness. So how has the festival evolved since last year?
Well, last year we found that a lot of people liked the interactive experiences and the smaller engagements, so we've added several of those. We had added a lunch with true crime authors at Camiso, and we added a trivia night with fiction authors at Hedges Inn, and then a wine and crime night at Hedges Inn as well.
That's fun.
Yeah, so those go right away. And then we've added just some little bit programming in the morning, some coffee and crime. When people come to the Hedges Inn to get their badges, they can talk about the daily.
Coffee and
yes.
Crime.
Well, today it was actually perfect because they're doing daily topics, and so it was all about OJ this morning.
Oh my gosh. I was in the courtroom when OJ was found.
No way, really?
It was wild.
Wow.
I have a great photo of me with some of my colleagues holding up the newspaper that it was like a special edition.
That was timely.
So intense.
That's amazing. Yeah, we need to sidebar about that because I was obsessed with that case.
Oh, unbelievable. Brought me right back there. What went on in that courtroom was just incredible.
This is such an, I got to admire you guys because it must be a ton of work. Obviously, you love it. You know, which is I can identify with that because I love what I do, but I can see that you just love what you do. I just want to, the website is so great. Just go to hamptonswhodunit.org and you'll get all the information that you need.
Right? Yes, definitely. Yeah. You can still get information about tickets that are available and the authors and our schedules on there as well.
Absolutely. And you've got so many events.
Yes, we have a lot of events. We have a lot of panels. Today we have panels all day. And then Saturday and Sunday we have panels. Tomorrow is a combination of true crime and fiction. And then Sunday is exclusively true crime. And then we have book signings at Bookhampton Sunday. And then tomorrow book signings. All our book signings are free at the Moran House or Bookhampton. So people, even if they don't have passes, they can come at the library, Bookhampton. And you can see the schedule and come and buy the book here or bring your own copy and have the author sign it. So,
well,
and then tonight we have graveyard tours at 5. Both nights our local historian, Hugh King.
Oh, yes. He's amazing. Talk about someone who loves what he does.
He's amazing. And he's actually, if you look at our logo of the Hamptons Whodunit, there's Hugh King on there, the town crier. He's holding the lantern
right.
In our little logo there.
Oh, so,
what a great guy he is.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Everybody loves him. I mean, that was, we had so, like, getting emails every second. We just had asked people to sign up in advance. So we had a gauge of numbers. And people are saying, you know, it's a free event, but like, can I come?
I really
want in on that one.
Boy,
because we did have witches 30 years before Salem, and a lot of people don't know that.
So that's one of the things that I find so fascinating. East Hampton definitely has a history that syncs up with this festival.
Yes. Besides being this bucolic, historic village, we have witches, we have our own things about murder. The mayor's going to be doing tomorrow a talk on murder in the Hamptons. He was the former police chief, so he's going to talk about the crimes. And yeah, there's definitely, you know, everywhere there's sort of a sinister angle to things. But yeah, so it's a perfect backdrop in our beautiful village that's been here. So it's nice.
And what about your book? Tell us about it.
Well, I've published 14 books. I've written more. I've published 14. So the last, I guess, 7 are mysteries, 4 of which are the Hamptons Murder Mystery Series, which is about a fictional innkeeper in East Hampton.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And so, yeah, so I always feel like I'm in my mind here because I'm writing about it. So, yeah, those
what
are...
What you love.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie Doyle, East Hampton Village board member and co-founder of Hampton's Whodunit Festival and author. Thank you so much for putting this together. It's amazing. And thank you for having us here as well.
Thank you both.
Nice to meet you.